Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Galatians chapter 5, verses 25 through chapter 6, verse 10. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Galatians beginning at the 5th chapter. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work. Then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor, for each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. This is not a list of three things, but a chain of events. When I am conceited, I think more highly of myself than I ought. And if I were really so high and lofty, as I would like to imagine, I would not be bothered in the least by those who are below me. But as it is, when I begin to stew about it, I'm very bothered. Surely, I deserve better than I'm getting. Others are the ones who need some prodding. They should know who I am. They should treat me as I really deserve. And yet at the very same time, high and mighty as I am, really it's they who have it so easy, don't they? I could do their job better, no doubt. I wish that that were all I had to do. This is the fruit of conceit, that I come to envy the very ones that I despise and think so little of. And see then where my heights have gotten me. Not only is this thinking arrogant and abhorrent, but it is blind. Because there's no way that all those other people can have it easy. They have a conceited jerk like me provoking them all the time. And no one deserves that. Now, the Spirit of whom Paul writes today, the Spirit is the highest and loftiest fellow of them all. He hovers above the waters. He blows where he wills. He is opposed to the base, the earthly-minded and deceitful flesh. And yet notice how the Spirit thinks and how the Spirit does. In love, in joy, in peace, in patience, in kindness, in goodness, in faithfulness, in gentleness, and in self-control. The Holy Spirit is not conceited, is not arrogant at all, but counts others more significant than himself. He does not provoke, he restores. He does not envy, he trusts in God and he rejoices in his good works, whether for me or for my neighbor. This is the Spirit that is given to all Christians, all who believe, all who are baptized, all who are his. His works become their works. His thoughts become their thoughts. He raises his Christians up out of the grave just like he raised Christ Jesus, their Lord and head. He raises them up, not to give them a lofty, conceited head, as the flesh would have it, but he raises them up to the heights of love, the very character of the blessed Holy Trinity. And thus, above all, these Christians look not only to their own interests, but especially to the interests of others, specifically of their fellow Christians. Now, St. Paul does not write anything to the conceited and the arrogant. He dealt with them, as we well know. He dealt with the men from James and others who wanted to make a good showing in the flesh by means of the law for their own purposes, for their own prowess. They were conceited. And thus, they constantly went around provoking those who ought to have been their brothers, and all the while envying them. They sought to make a good showing, not in their own flesh, but in the flesh of the Galatian Christians. Now, if I think that I am something when I am nothing, I deceive myself. If I should wish to consider myself, then it must not be in the heights. It must be to test. And if I should wish to boast with any truth at all, and there is nothing ungodly about desiring to improve my own work, to resist temptation, to do everything that we just prayed for in that hymn, but then I will only improve by bearing my own burdens instead of doing that high-level thinking, right, which always shuffles the burdens off onto others. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and then lead me in the way of everlasting life. Okay, but what conceited fool have you known that ever came to himself by himself? But dear Christians, this is precisely why the Lord has built his church as a church, and why he has given his Spirit not to me alone, but to many. It is the Lord's mission in all things to restore. We could say much here about what Paul kind of goes off on a tangent about the one who teaches the word, certainly. But Paul addresses here not only the preachers, but the whole church when he says, you who are spiritual, restore such a person in a spirit of gentleness. That's all to whom the Spirit is given and in whom he dwells by faith. Those who are not caught in transgressions, entangled in the mind of conceit, those who have not, God forbid it, driven out the Holy Spirit and begun to reap the flesh's corruption, who do not think, but who actually know that they are nothing, and yet in Christ Jesus, thanks be to God, have received everything. Such spiritual people are dearly needed. I need them. This every Christian must openly recognize. I need you, dear brother and sister in Christ. I cannot walk alone. Just as the Spirit does not hover alone or remain alone, but with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified. Likewise, every Christian must recognize openly that my fellow Christians need me. Now, it is indeed very wearying to live as we do, to live with one foot in this old fleshly age when I know that our life is far loftier as Christians, because we are those who live by the Spirit. We are those who trust in Christ Jesus, who is risen from the dead and who's promised that we also are risen in him. And in that weariness, it is profoundly tempting to give up, If you can't beat them, join them. It's most tempting to give up on all of the conceited jerks that we know. It's a temptation that will entangle and overcome me every time that I become conceited and provocative and envious. But thanks be to God, not only is the Lord, the Holy Trinity's work constantly to restore and to gather his church, but for this very reason, he has filled his church to a person with the Spirit of Christ so that we may restore our brothers who are entangled. That's what it means to be a spiritual household of God. So for my sake and for your neighbors, don't give up. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.